Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to Elevation with Makumalo. My name is Lorraine Makumalo Sebander. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday evening right here in Johannesburg. The heat is getting the best of us, but we make do with what we have. And of course, it's summer. We're also heading towards the festive season. Generally in South Africa, it's very hot at this time of the year, but it also gets very rainy. So we can have rain every single day or every single night, but you also experience a lot of heat. So yeah, it is what it is. It's summer, so we have to make the best of it. So I hope you're great. I also hope you're taking very good care of yourself. So today's topic is about how to engage on social media, rather the art of engagement on social media. I am not a social media expert, though I have worked on social media with my previous celebrity clients. I cannot claim to be a guru on the subject. I am still learning quite a lot. However, this week I had a very interesting, maybe a little mini engagement is what I should call it. So what happened was, there is a, I think it's a series, if I might call it that. It's a biopic series on Lebo Mathosa that is actually on DSTV at the moment. I think it's on the BET channel, if I remember correctly. And those of you that have a DSTV Explorer, you obviously can find it on your catch-up. So I've been observing the comments on Twitter regarding the biopic ever since it released. And it seems the biopic has been received, what should I say? No, it has mixed reviews. And I review movies with the local movie brand right here in South Africa probably twice, if not once every single month for my blog, which is something that I really, really am privileged to do because I love the arts and I already love movies. I'm also a series fanatic, so it's just something that's along my line of work, but also along the things that I'm passionate about. And so my expectations on the biopic, I mean, I've never met Lebo, of course, but when I was in high school, we danced to so much Boom Shaka music. I mean, Lebo and Tembi were almost as close as the Madonnas of our time. I mean, we all braided our hair the same way that they did. We accessorized our braids the same way that they did. You know, they were trendsetters. In our modern age, we probably would call them influencers. Not only in terms of their music, but also their dance moves. My goodness. Even if I was flexible, I could have never ever danced the way Lebo and Tembi danced. And really, deep inside my heart, I really wished I could have, you know. And so when the biopic came through, I was just as excited, not only as any other South African, but also as any other person who's ever been exposed to Lebo's music or Boom Shaka's music, rather. And just the first episode alone ticked me off, you know, but of course there were other good things that I liked about it. And I'm yet to watch the entire series up to the end, and then I'll do my review of it on the blog. So anyway, this is about the art of engagement on social media, right? Let's get to it. So a prominent media personality, I would rather say, or TV presenter, posted that she doesn't understand why people have mixed reviews or don't like the biopic because she likes it. She thinks KB is also doing a very good job there. And so I saw that on my timeline. And then I just responded to her. And I say, do you know what? There's some things that are good, but there are also some things that are not good. The storyline was haphazard. You couldn't connect with Lebo's character or her story as a viewer. You know, just one or two challenges that I saw with the biopic. That's what I said in my tweet. And then after that, I just let it go, right? And then she responded and said, let's just disagree. Let's just agree to disagree, my dear. My sentiments on the biopic should not minimize hers. That word minimize, guys, just took me to another level. But because she's an older woman and I was taught to respect my elders, whether they're offline or online, I'll be honest, sometimes it's difficult to, because some of our elders don't really behave like people who want to be respected. I'm not going to lie, but yes, I had to find a nice way of responding back to her. And then after talking about how my point of view does not have to minimize hers, she goes on to defend herself. And I responded to say, whoa, wait a minute. You don't have to defend your point of view. It's your point of view. It's okay that we don't agree. It's okay that you like the biopic. And it's okay that there are certain things I don't like about the biopic. Why are you defending yourself? And number two, at what level did we get to the point where you feel my disagreeing with you is minimizing your point of view? And that just took me back because it made me realize that some of our celebrities don't know how to take feedback on social media. They take a lot of things personally. And this is why every other day they're blocking people. And sometimes unnecessarily because the other person has said something offensive or has said something rude. I think there is a difference. You can tell the difference when somebody's being really rude and outrightly mean. You can also tell the difference when somebody's being really disrespectful. And I think there's always a way to put a person in their place. But at times when you want to preserve your peace and your sense of well-being, you don't necessarily actually have to respond to people. So someone else responded, I think, a day later on the same day. I really didn't check, and they said, well said, Lorraine, and they left it at that. But as I went through that, I realized that this lady had actually deleted all her tweets. And I'm like, why did you do that? Why did you have to go that far? And so I find that it's not just celebrities who don't know how to behave on social media, but it's well-known people, but also ordinary people don't know how to engage with each other on social media. And I think the difference with famous people is that they feel, because now they're famous, they're entitled to say whatever crap they want to say online, or they're also entitled to behaving whichever way they want to behave, because it's that thing of, I'm here because I've done something, or I'm here because I'm somebody, or I'm here because I've earned the right to speak. But it doesn't always mean your views will be received the same way by everybody else. And I think we ought to be mature enough to know that when you put something on a public platform, it's up for scrutiny. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the president. I know South Africans have issues with the Minister of, is it Arts and Sport? The Minister of Arts, Sport and Culture. And they've, you know, not made a secret of it. Whenever he's just out there to congratulate somebody, and that's how they feel, that his ministry is just out there on Twitter doing congratulations messages all day long, and they're not making any changes in the industry. Those are their point of views. They may be able to defend them, they may not be able to defend them, but at the end of the day, it's their point of view, and we have to respect that as people. We think differently and we see things differently. I think the issue here is how you behave online. Whether you behave in a respectful manner, whether you behave in a disrespectful manner, that is what needs to be addressed. But also, when you respond to somebody being disrespectful to you, it says a lot about who you are. Because if somebody says screw you on Twitter, I don't have to say screw you back to them again. Sorry, I had to use that word to get your attention. I don't have to say exactly the same thing that they have said. And I once had a friend who's also a digital influencer and wanted to block somebody because the person just didn't agree with them, and the person was not backing down on their views, and they just felt that this was their timeline, it's their data. Yes, it's your data, and yes, it's your timeline. But once you put it out there, you have to be, and I repeat, you have to be mature enough to understand that another person may not share the same sentiments with you. So because it's engagement, when you're engaging with the person, there are so many outcomes. You can learn how another person thinks. You can see how another person sees the world, the same world that you live in, right? You can also see experiences or knowledge or an environment that has shaped the way a person views certain things. So we have to be open enough to understand that social media is just not a fun platform. Social media is just not a platform where you spew your comments or you spew whatever you feel like spewing, because it's your data and because it's your airtime, because it's your time and because it's your timeline. We have to do better than that, because I think when we miss the point of engaging and what the purpose of engaging is, we miss out on the lessons, right? I mean, it really wouldn't matter if we are debating on music, whose album is best, whose album is crap. It really wouldn't matter if we're debating on which sports team deserved to win and which one did not deserve to win. You know, this is how people end up becoming very aggravated and also becoming violent, even in person, because you realize if they cannot handle conflict or if they cannot handle somebody else disagreeing with them, then they don't know how to interact in a very mature way. So yeah, I want to know, I want to hear from you. Have you ever had negative feedback with somebody on social media? Have you ever been blocked? Let's talk about that. People who block you because you're not on the same page with them. I never really, really understand that. But anyway, people have a right to exercise whatever beliefs they have. And so I guess that's what they're doing. And it's just one of those things. But more importantly, the art of engaging on social media is something that we all still have to learn. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I am definitely not saying I haven't disagreed with people online, because I also have my own beliefs when it comes to digital behavior. There is a way to be honest with the person without insulting them. I know this morning, not even this morning, actually like about maybe 30 minutes ago, I followed Mpumi Lidwaba because I think she's an amazing YouTuber and I'm learning so much from her YouTube account, but also because she's a spiritual woman and I just want to consciously surround myself by young women, or want to be surrounded by women who believe in God and are living a spiritual walk, right? So those are mainly the two reasons why I actually follow her. And she was saying about, and she was talking about how someone DM'd her asking for 3,000 rands. I mean, that's just taking advantage of people as well, because we can't always assume that because a person is a business person, or a person is married to a famous person, or a person is famous, or a person is a business person, that they have all that money to give away. I mean, it's just so many layers of people hiding behind an Android phone that really shape our society, because not only is the art of engagement about just learning to engage with people, sometimes it actually displays how people bully other people, you know. And I know we often say hurt people hurt other people. We actually see that also online, you know. It is, social media has not only become a function for businesses and a function to make money from, or a vehicle that you can create your brand with and really monetize your gifts, but it's also a very dark place because it has exposed how we as human beings still have a long way to go in terms of learning to interact with each other. But I think the most important thing is when somebody says something that you don't like, it's to acknowledge that that's their point of view, number one. Number two is to also not learn to take things personally. Sometimes it's not necessarily about you, but it's about that particular subject. That's why in my follow-up tweet, I said something about when you make a biopic for a person who is legendary, such as Lebo Mathosa, nobody owns Lebo's story but herself, because it was her journey, you know. So whether a production company owns the rights to tell the story, for me, it will never be their story. It's an opportunity to tell a story. And so none of us can ever get offended when one of us or two of us or many of us feel that the story was not told in a manner that we really would have appreciated. And I think also the other thing that we fail to reflect on when people give criticism on social media is somewhat the truth that comes out through the criticism. I remember my former boss, when I used to work, said to me, sometimes there's a certain percentage of truth in criticism. You may not necessarily agree with what a person is saying against you, or about a certain situation that involves you, or about a presentation that you just made, but if you took a step back and sought counsel, you really would actually realize that, yes, there is actually an opportunity to fix something here. Because life, in essence, is all about learning. And sometimes it's painful to say this, but we learn from our enemies. We learn from people who criticize us. We learn from, what do we call them, Twitter trolls, you know. But of course, there are some who really have no value that they can add in our lives. They're just out there to insult us and try and degrade us and try and find the worst possible things in you to make you feel bad because they already feel shitty about themselves. That's not what I'm talking about. The type of engagement I'm talking about is where somebody presents their case or presents their facts in a manner that is different from yours, and you being able to engage further to say, okay, why do you think that car is blue? Because I think it's red. And then that person tells you why they think the car is blue. So sometimes a person can persuade you over to the other side and you realize you were wrong, but sometimes you can both meet each other halfway. Maybe the car is not blue, maybe it's red, perhaps it's actually orange. You know, it's a simple and very silly example, I know, but I'm just trying to say that we have to have an open mind to learning, because you learn differently. And sometimes at the heart of social media is just human beings. Can we be human about how we interact with each other? You know, like, I love how Ellen DeGeneres always ends her shows. She says, please be kind to one another. She always says that. She said that for years, over and over and over again, because kindness can just really change a lot of things and change a lot of people's hearts and really make someone's day. So I think when you give criticism, always try and find a way to be polite. And if you're being criticized, take a step back. Don't be emotional about it. See where you can find truth and then respond. But unfortunately, a lot of our media personalities feel that they've earned the right to talk smack back to their fans, because, like I said, it's their timeline and it's their data. But I always feel that the way you respond says a lot about you as a person more than it does about the person who doesn't like you. You know, I mean, some people will always be douchebags, you know, but you don't have to degrade yourself to their level to also become a douchebag, because other than that, you might as well also be a douchebag, you know. So I don't know. What are your thoughts? Like I said, have you ever been blocked? Have you ever had an altercation online with somebody that you followed or with a famous person? I know. One of my friends posted the other day that she was blocked by Coolie Roberts. And this is just in time before Coolie's book release that she just released. I think it's in this month or the month of October. I'm not really sure of the date. And she was saying, I hope she unblocks me so I can follow her and read more about the book. So it's those things. I mean, if you've blocked somebody because they pissed you off, or if you blocked somebody because you felt that they were being a Twitter troll or they were just being mean to you, do you ever unblock? You know, do you ever come back to your senses and say, you know what, I shouldn't have unblocked that person. Let me unblock them. Shame. You know, does it really matter? It doesn't bother you. Life goes on. I don't know. Let's really just talk about it and hear what your thoughts are. Do you also think that celebrities misbehave on social media and they get away with it simply because they are famous? What are your thoughts? And yeah, let's all just have a conversation. And I hope whatever I had to share today really makes a huge difference. Otherwise, let's just all be nice and kind to each other. And look, if you make a mistake, like in the case of the young woman who made a very not so great comment when the KFC couple got engaged at KFC. I mean, I know Twitter really, really came down hard on her, and some comments were really not necessary. Threatening her life was also a bit way extreme, you know, but it shows you that there are people like her who can't see something good in others, who can't see a good opportunity for someone else. And so it's our responsibility when communicating and engaging with each other online to then teach and say, listen, there's a better way to say, underneath this engagement, you see something that needs improvement, or you were triggered to think of something else, and put yourself in a way that people can understand you, but not in a way that people can feel pissed off and just end up insulting you, you know. And she apologized, but again, even when she did apologize, some people didn't take her apology, and I don't understand why, because they didn't have to take it personally. If anyone had to take her comment personally, it should have been that couple, and especially the man that proposed to that beautiful lady. But they probably don't even know that tweet, or they probably didn't even see that tweet, or maybe they didn't. They just decided to ignore it and focus on positive things. So at times when somebody apologizes and they realize that they've done wrong, it's okay to forgive and move on, because the lesson was not yours to learn, but it was theirs to learn. And let's just all move on, you know. So sometimes I'm always curious, when celebrities block people, do they ever unblock? But yeah, that's it for today. You know, it's a beautiful Friday evening. I hope you're somewhere outside enjoying the beautiful weather and taking care of yourself. My name is Lorraine Makomalesebando. This is my podcast. It's on anchor.fm. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Lorraine_Sebander, and my name is spelled with one R. And I'm also on Facebook. My name is Lorraine Makomalesebander. Same as Instagram, it's at Lorraine Sebander. Thank you so much for always listening to my random thoughts, but also adding value to this journey that we call life. It's all about elevating, it's all about asking questions, and it's also about sharing knowledge. So yes, take care of yourself and goodbye.